3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday Worship here at Christian Love Baptist Church, where our pastor is Reverend Larry R. Turner. We're located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love family, would love for you to come worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m., followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our midweek worship service on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a visit here at Christian Love Baptist Church.
Five miracles happening in our churches. I just said a bad word because there are some folk going to immediately take that and say we've lost our minds. But when you look at chapter 12 of Acts, you will come to discover that when the church prayed, miracles did happen. The church should be able to perform miracles even in this modern day and time. Y'all not with me yet? A lot of times, a lot of things don't happen in our churches because we have congregations and not churches. Brother Turner, yeah. We got a church full of folk, which are a congregation, but folk in the church don't believe. Jesus said, y'all remember that time when the man took his son to the disciples, which was supposed to be the church, represent the church, and the boy could not be healed simply because the church didn't have enough faith. Jesus said, you can't do it because of your unbelief. And so a lot of times our unbelief won't take us to a level of worship. Let me help you here. Our worship, we want to talk about real and true worship. We want to talk about real and true worship. What true worship really is. Let me bring you up to the text, if you don't mind. I'll bring you up to the text and then I'll just leave you alone. Lest I shall overload your wagon. Notice here, you will find that Jesus comes to this well here at Samaria, and he will come to discover that this woman encounters him. She comes to him. The Lord already has her book read. You need to know that when you come to Jesus, Jesus knows more about you than you know about him. Are you with me here? This woman, she comes to the well there. Jesus creates a dialogue with the woman. How many of you know that in order for you to communicate, there must be a dialogue? A monologue when it is that one person does all of the talking. And you know that happens a lot of times in our prayer life, and that happens a lot of time even in worship. We go to God and we do all of the talking. God cannot get a word in edgewise. Somebody has connected with me. We'll come to discover, but Jesus comes here. The woman comes to him thinking that she's going to get one thing, but the Lord ends up giving her something else. Watch this. She comes to the Lord. She comes to him talking about water, and Jesus tells her about water. But watch this. Jesus wanted to show her that real, true, and real worship has to be genuine. True and real worship, it has to be authentic in order for it to be acceptable to God. Are you with me yet? It has to, the word authentic means genuine. It has to be pure. It has to be real. And you know what? A lot of times our lives and our prayer lives and miracles and things doesn't happen in our lives because our worship is not genuine. It's not authentic. It's not real. And therefore, what God does is he discharges it. He does not accept a lot of fake and phony and fictitious worship. God does not accept us coming in, raising up our hands, and yet having given up our sails. God does not accept that. Do you remember last month we talked about how what a burnt offering is? A burnt offering, you will find that when it was acceptable, that God would come down in fire and consume the offering, and the offering would go up. The smoke would go up from the burnt offering. That simply meant that it could very well be from the burnt offering that was going up that God was feeding off of your offering. And you need to know what would happen. Now, can I ask you a question? If God was asking you to give a burnt offering today and he had to feed off of it, would he live? Would he eat sporadically? Would he die of starvation if he had to feed off of your offering that you give him every day? How would God live if he had to survive off of your offering? Notice here that Jesus wanted to show this woman how to really worship. A lot of times we don't understand what real worship is about. We're going to talk about this today. We're going to get somewhere. What's first of all, you will find out in real worship, it takes giving up self. Remember we talked about it last week. You say that you love the Lord. You said that the Lord is your light. The Lord, I just love Jesus. You know, we learn a lot of church lingo now. You know, God is my God and God will bless me and I love the Lord. The Lord said, listen, if you say that you love me, put it on the table. Put something down on it. That you can't. A husband can't come home every day and tell his wife, baby, I love you. You know, every day he kiss her, baby, I love you. Eventually, she gonna say, put some rose petals down on it. Put something down on it. Put some real. Y'all not with me yet. I know you can get away with I love you for so long, but you need to bring in something from Victoria's Bath and Body Works from somewhere. You know, bring it in. Bring some flowers in. Go to the. Preach Reverend Turner, bring something in. But I love you is good, but bring something in on it. Go buy sales. Get me something. Bring me a bracelet. Bring me a necklace. Bring me some pearl. Bring me some diamonds. You know that's my best friend. I ain't gonna have a single friend when I leave you. Not hell anyway. Watch this. And so what he does is he creates a dialogue. I'll leave you in just a minute. You notice here, he creates a dialogue. In real, the true worship was not just this ritualistic ritual that she had going on. She thought that she was really worshiping God, you know, by coming there, because she said this is Jacob's mountain and this is where we come and pray and all of that. Jesus said, listen, it's a lot more to worship than what you're doing. Did you not know that it's a lot more to worship than what you're doing? It's a lot more to worship than just coming to church. There are some folk want to come to church on Sunday just so they can tell their buddies on Monday, I went to church. It's a lot more to worship than that. It's a lot more to worship than just joining the biggest church on the block, because there are a lot of folk want to join the big church on the block so they can say that they go there, but it's a lot more to worship than that. It's a lot more to worship than dressing and being the best dressed in the congregation. It's a lot more to worship than driving the best car that pull up in the front of the church. It's a lot more to worship than that, honey. Come on. Let me help you here. Let me preach, Reverend Turner. Preach, Reverend Turner. Jesus, watch this. First of all, Jesus shows us that true and real worship must be a passion to please God. There must be a passion in worship. When there is a passion that makes you unstoppable, when there is a passion to please God, that takes you beyond what anybody might say. When there is a passion that takes you way beyond what anybody might think. You know, when you have a passion, you don't care what nobody thinks. You don't care how they look at you. You don't care what they say. You don't care what they believe. You don't care what they... All you think about is there's a passion that I want to please God. passion that makes you unstoppable. That passion will get you up in the morning. That passion will start you on your way. That passion will get you up in the morning and you'll say, you know what? This is the day that the Lord had made. And I don't care what I encounter, I'm still going to rejoice and be glad in it. That's what passion does. Passion doesn't care who's standing at the front door. Passion tells you that my God is an awesome God and he's worthy. That passion to please God. If we took a passion to please God as much as we try to please man, just think of how many blessings we would have. Secondly of all, lest I overload your wagon. Watch this. This passion, the passion to please God, and it comes with sacrifice and unselfishness. You give up yourself. Sacrifice. That, you know what? We said it last week. And guess what? When we go to talking about sacrifice, we empty the church. Sacrifice takes us out of our comfort zone. Sacrifice takes us to a place where we've never been before. Sacrifice tells us that we have to give up something. And you really, if you don't realize it, when you sacrifice, you're giving up a little for a whole lot. Let me just talk to ex-gamblers. I don't want to say gamblers, but let me talk to ex-gamblers, because we all are ex-something. Ex-gamblers always gamble with the odds. Y'all getting quiet on. If I was a gambler, I would take every word that's written in this book, and I'd do the best. Well, if I just couldn't do the best that I could with all of it, I'd take the part and read. Somebody go, you gonna get that when you get home. I'd just take that part, then the other part I might not be able to do anything with, but if I was a gambler, I'd at least take the part and read. And I would gamble on what it says, and when I die, lest I shall overload your wagon. Your passion should take you to places where you've never been. Then we come to discover that true and real worship to God, then there must be a passion in your prayer. Are you with me yet? A lot of times we don't get a breakthrough in our prayer because there's no passion in it. Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane prayed until sweat, until drops of blood fell from his head. A lot of times, you know, when we pray with a passion, when we're in trouble, then let those emotions and passions come out. But guess what? We ought to have a passion in our prayer. We ought to go to God sometimes and say, Lord, here I am. Let me tell you what happens a lot of times. We go to God too bigoted sometimes. We go to God looking at somebody else, you know, well, she need this and he need that. But we really ought to go to God sometimes and say, it's me. It's me. It's me, oh Lord. Passion in your prayer, your passion in your prayer, you will come to discover. Then in that giving, we go to the next level. We go to the next level. Your passion in your prayer will take you to the next altitude. It'll take you to the next atmosphere. A lot of times we have this lingo in church, going to the next level, and we think that it's easy. Going to the next level with God is not easy. Going to the next level. I know that they brought up, they came up with that years ago, and everybody started adapting that. We're going to the next level. And you think you can just go to the next level by doing the same things you've been doing? You're gonna go to the next level by thinking the same way you've been thinking and going to places that you've been going? In order to go to the next level, it takes sacrifice, and it is not easy. Got to come out of that comfort zone. Notice here, thirdly of all, then there must be a passion to praise. must be a passion to praise. Your praise will then take you to the presence of God. You see, if you have real and true worship, you will come to discover in your passion to please God and your passion to prayer, then your passion must be to praise Him throughout your circumstances. You know why you can't praise God sometimes? Because you're too busy looking at your circumstances. You don't realize that God has already taken care of it for you. You're still worried about, child, what can I do? You can't do nothing. Jesus already told you, without me, you can do. You're trying to fix your marriage yourself. Let Christ do. You should be giving Him worship, and you should start praising Him. I noticed that sometimes people want to praise God, and they'll come in, they want to praise, and they want to press through and get their breakthrough, but you know what they do? They're too busy sitting and looking at their neighbor. Hey, all right now. Well, she ain't standing up, so I'm not going to stand up. Okay. You know, but you don't know what's going on in her house. She's not going through the same thing that you're going through, so therefore you ought to praise God. Jesus said, they that worship God must worship Him in spirit and in what? If you're not true, why don't you just stay at home? Because God will not accept your junk. Can I tell you this? God will not bless your mess. God will not bless what you throw up to Him. God will not bless you when you come into His house and just get angry at someone. You have malice in your heart. You can't worship God with malice in your heart. Oh, honey, you can fake and throw up your hands all you want to. But if it's not true worship, you see, true worship takes you to a level of embarrassment. True worship, you don't care that they say you can't sing. Guess what? God says that you can sing. And if God says that you can sing, then you can sing. You see, true worship, you start to say, well, I know that one day I was lost, but now I'm found. And then you're saying, true worship will take you to a point to where you say, I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. Is there three people here that know that you're free? Is there four folk here to know that ever since you met Jesus, you've been set free? Simply because Jesus said in the book of John, therefore, if the Son shall make you free, you are free indeed. And this day, you ought to stand up and tell the world that I'm really going to learn how to worship God. You see, when you worship God, your circumstance begin to change. When you worship God, you don't have to worry about what God is doing in your life, simply because He shows you bigger and better things. I wish I had some believers in here. Is there anybody here that has ever worshiped, really worshiped God? You'll come to find out that when you really worship God, then come your healing. Because then you get your praise on. And you'll find that when praises go up, blessings start to come down. I wish I had seven believers that know what I'm talking about. Have you ever tried God when you just went to praising him and you press through your circumstances and you come to discover that the more you praised, the more God took away. The more you praised, you said, well, I forgot all about my bills. I forgot all about my troubles, and I forgot all about my trials. It's because when praises go up, the blessings will come down. Is there anybody here that know that God will pick you up, turn you all around, and place your feet on solid ground? Oh, shoot, I'm gonna preach myself happy. You'll be able to say, when you really worship God, you'll tell the world, every time I turn around, he keeps on blessing me. You'll tell somebody tomorrow, every time I turn around, he keeps on blessing me. He blessed me once, he blessed me twice, surely he'll bless me again. Is there seven folk here that don't mind praising the Lord? Why don't you stand on your feet and give God some praise? Say yeah, say yeah, say yeah. You. Touch a neighbor and say, I know he'll bless you, because he blessed me through my trials, through my circumstances. He still blessed me. Even in the midst of my sins, he still blessed me.
We here at Christian Love Baptist Church would like to invite you to our Christian Love Family Life Center, located 3515 Hudson Boulevard, next door to the Christian Love Baptist Church. You're welcome to join our fitness center with state-of-the-art equipment. Need a place for a wedding reception, family reunion, or conference space? Well, look no further than the Christian Love Family Life Center. We can meet all your needs with the latest audio and video equipment. For more information, contact Miss Patsy at 318-709-8116. Or Ms. Linda Johnson at 770-371-3466.
When you experience the loss of a loved one and you need to select a funeral home, Robinson Family Mortuary is that funeral home. Robinson Family Mortuary is locally owned and operated in the city of Pineville, Louisiana. Robinson Family Mortuary serves the entire community of central Louisiana and surrounding parishes, including Natchitoches, Avoyelles, Grant, Wynn, Allen, and throughout the entire state. Robinson Family Mortuary is staffed with over 40 years of tender loving care and experience. Robinson Family Mortuary offers cremation, floral arrangements, headstones, and catering for your repast. For information regarding any of our services, please feel free to contact Dolores or Tyrone at 318-442-7300. That's 318-442-7300. Robinson Family Mortuary, a family serving families.
Robinson Family Mortuary is now located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. Hours of operation are from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Robinson Family Mortuary, a proud sponsor of this program.
Southern Heritage Bank is Central Louisiana's family of banks that provide that personal service in a corporate environment. Southern Heritage Bank is located 5211 Jackson Street. You can phone them at 318-561-2227. Southern Heritage Bank has a full range of services that are available, such as online banking, freedom checking, 24-hour bank line. You can phone 1-800-992-7059. And we are an equal housing lender. Southern Heritage Bank promises prompt services without unnecessary hassle. Come in. Let us service your banking needs. Again, that all-important phone number is 318-561-2227.
Your life is a wreck. Your car is a wreck. Will your family be next? At Hunter & Beck, it's not about the money. It's about respect. With Hunter & Beck, you get experienced trial attorneys. 318-487-9000. 800-448-1997 or 800-448-8614. And remember, at Hunter and Beck, you get Hunter and Beck.
Thank you for tuning in for today's message with Reverend Larry R. Turner. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can contact the church office at 318-443-8715 to purchase a CD for only a $7 donation. Always remember, it's worth a trip to come and visit Christian Love Baptist Church, 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana.
This is Pastor Harry Cooper from Live Big Ministries at Hollywood Presbyterian Church, and we're inviting you to tune in to our new time on Mondays at 12:30. That's Mondays at 12:30 p.m. And Live Big, we are equipping, encouraging, and empowering you to live in victory every day.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Turn me around. That's why I know that everything.